In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll admit, I'm always a little bit nervous when one of these healing stories comes up in the gospel reading. Not that I mind healing, I'm all in favor of healing, but as is today, it says, "Go, your faith has made you well." And for Bartimaeus, that's a wonderful thing. He's had this faith that Jesus could heal him, and Jesus does. But the corollary to that sometimes seems like, well, if you weren't healed, you didn't have enough faith. And I don't think that's the right way to look at it. Faith is not a commodity with which to buy God's doing your will. Sometimes it can seem that way. If only you have enough faith, then you can afford to have God do what you want God to do. That's not the way faith works. It's not the way that God works. God does provide healing. All healing comes from God, no matter what doctors do to us. It's been said that God heals the patient and the doctor collects the fee. Healing does come from God. But we don't always get what we pray for, nor should we. Paul tells us in Romans that we don't know how to pray as we ought to. And sometimes we ask for things in all earnestness, and it's really just not what needs to be. Of course, the problem there is you start thinking, well, maybe God is doing this particular terrible thing to teach this particular lesson, and that's not right either. God doesn't do terrible things, certainly not to teach us lessons. What God does do is redeem ourselves, redeem our lives, redeem our tragedies. God redeems. God draws forth good when all that seems to be there is evil. God redeemed the execution of Jesus Christ. God turned that into the means of salvation. God redeems tragedy. But we read things like this and we think, if only I had had more faith, if only I had prayed a better prayer or prayed harder, then this never would have happened. And that's not the way it works. God offers us healing and salvation and does it through us. God is with us. God became one of us in Jesus Christ. In the incarnation, God took part in God's creation and all the things that happen in creation and is still with us. We call the church the body of Christ because we are Christ's physical presence in the world today. And when the crowds sought to tell Bartimaeus, "Shh, you're a beggar. Jesus doesn't want to talk to you. Sit over here quietly and do your blind thing." Jesus heard him. And instead of saying, "Yeah, sit over there, I don't want to deal with you," said, "No, bring him here." Mark is the shortest gospel. He skips over a lot of things. But when Mark gives us details, I think we should pay attention to it. Because it tells us that Jesus told the crowd to bring Bart over. The same people who are telling him to be quiet, "Don't bother Jesus." Jesus says, "No, you bring him to me. Bring him over here." And then we're told that when Bartimaeus hears this, he throws off his cloak. I've never been blind. I don't have very good eyesight, but I'm not blind. I can't imagine someone who can't see throwing anything off that they wanted to get back. But he throws off his cloak. I think because he highly expects to be able to walk back over there and see it and pick it up. He calls out to Jesus, "Son of David." This is the only time in Mark's gospel that Jesus' relationship to King David is mentioned. Matthew and Luke start their gospels talking about Jesus being born in the city of David in Bethlehem and show that lineage literally through a genealogy. Mark doesn't. It's just right here. But it's Bartimaeus, among all those around him, who sees the relationship of Jesus to kingship. In a few weeks, we'll celebrate Christ the King Sunday and acknowledge Christ as King of Kings it's blind Bartimaeus among all people who see that and call him Son of David. And so he throws off his cloak and comes up. And Jesus says the same thing to him that he said to James and John, what was it, last week? What is it you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus takes the tact of go big or go home. I want to see again. He's blind. He has to beg. He has to depend upon other people to get food each day. And he comes up to Jesus and has the audacity to say, let me see again. And Jesus says, okay, your faith has made you well. And then we're brought back to that idea. If we're not made well, do we not have faith? If our prayers weren't answered the way we wanted, did that mean it was something wrong on our end? And I'll tell you, no, that's not the point. It's a great loophole. I'll heal you if you have enough faith. Oh, it didn't work. Your fault, not mine. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it is. We are called as the body of Christ to reach out to blind Bartimaeus or whatever your name may be. When you're calling out to God, God answers through us. God can use us. That we're the ones who, instead of saying, sit there and be quiet, say, come. Come to Jesus. Come with us. Come and see. And so we try to live our lives as people who can share that idea with others. Come and see what I found. Come and see what gets me through the day. And yet, if our lives aren't that way, if that's not what church means to us, we need to examine that and see why. Because this should be a place where when we come here, we feel the presence of God. And if we don't, why not? And I'm not saying there's something wrong with you, it's probably me, but we need to talk about it and see, because our lives should be an answer to a call from God. And a call not to suffering and misery, although sometimes that happens, but a call to comfort, to love, to compassion, to building up, to gathering in, to growing together, to being the body of Christ, to being the family of God. And that's what faith is about. Not a currency and a transaction with the divine, but a comfort, a knowing that there is God, that God knows us, that God loves us, and that God wants us to be together in God, to be the body of Christ, to be the family of God, to be the church, and to know the comfort and the love and the compassion that means. Sometimes we're blind Bartimaeus, not sure where to go, not sure what's going to happen. And we hear the call of God. Sometimes, though, we're the crowd saying, hush, be quiet. Jesus doesn't want to hear from you. And that's not the ones we need to be. May God give us the grace to be the ones who call out to God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Maker, the one who loves us, our Father, our beloved parent. Be with us, heal us, make us whole. And God does answer that prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.